Welcome back to yet another episode of Soaring Highs and Crushing Lows. Tonight's episode, we're going to dive deep into whether or not the speeding tickets on the Roosevelt Boulevard here in Philadelphia are constitutional. I think they're not. There's some people out there that think they are constitutional. I assume these people are vaccinated. I assume these people are voting for Joe Biden. I assume these people want government in their lives. So let's just dive right into that. You know how we start these shows off, I go on a rant. Now, the Roosevelt Boulevard in Philadelphia is one of the most deadliest boulevards, deadliest roads in the country, if you're not familiar with it, okay? It's not exactly 95, but it is, I believe, six lanes going each direction. Now, the speed limit on the boulevard is 40 miles per hour. In Philadelphia, though, jerk-offs, admittedly, over the years, have been zipping up and down the boulevard, doing 80, doing 90, doing 100. I drive like a grandma. I like to drive about 50 to 55 miles per hour on the boulevard. Now, I know what you're thinking. 50 to 55 miles per hour on the boulevard sounds reasonable. Sounds reasonable. Wrong. We're going to get into that later. I'm going to give you a little more history on the boulevard. Now, there has been a lot of deadly crashes on the boulevard. This, in my opinion, is due to the stupidity of the people of Philadelphia. Growing up, this boulevard, you were told as a kid, never. The first time I crossed the boulevard at age 10, it was like becoming a man. It's the first time I crossed the boulevard by myself. It was like, holy shit, what a rush. It's an exciting thing for a young child to cross the boulevard. It is a dangerous highway, I'll give you that. But you have to be a complete imbecile. You have to be a nincompoop. You have to be a low IQ individual. If you're not looking both ways, crossing when it's green, crossing at the crosswalk. You got people crossing the Roosevelt Boulevard, right, in between lights, trying to dodge across the Six Lanes Highway. That's stupidity. Darwin said, survival of the fittest. If you're going to cross a highway, not at a crosswalk, and make a run for it, and you get killed, boo fucking who. Listen, real simple lesson here in life, guys. Don't play in the street, okay? I'm going to say it one more time because I don't know if this is clear or not. Do not play in the street. I mean, is that, if anyone heard that fart, I can't believe I farted already. That was a little one though. Don't play in the street. So for years, there's been tragedies on the boulevard. People have been killed. Pedestrians have been killed. So they lowered the speed limit. They put more lights up, ungodly amount of lights. Every quarter mile, I mean, it seems like every 500 yards, there's a light. So then the city, who by the way, this is the most ridiculously run city in the country. I'm telling you, we're a huge metropolitan city being ran into the ground by complete morons. Just like Chicago, just like New York, okay? Need a little bit of leadership here, and we ain't getting it. They decide they're going to put in speed camera enforcement. And they did give you about a year where they warned you. I understand that, okay? I get it. It's a warning. Now, it is going into effect. It is going into effect. I live down in Florida, okay? People are saying, you're bitching about this now? Fuck you. I wasn't living here for the last 2 years. I'm back up here. I hate it here. I like the people here. I like my friends and family. I despise the government here. I despise Democrats. I despise liberalism. I despise progressivism. And you, Philadelphia, I despise the government. And I despise listening to them. I mean, fucking people in Philadelphia literally were like not leaving their houses. Oh, Dr. Fauci said I better stay in my house. What are you, fucking nuts? Close down their businesses because the government said so. Fuck them. I was telling my one friend, you know, my mom and some other people, they say, these are the rules. You got to follow the rules. Thank God. Thank God. People with that mentality of these are the rules. You got to follow the rules. Thank God they weren't around in 1776. Okay? Thank God. They're Tories. They would have, if these people, if this was the mindset, those are the rules. We have to follow the rules. We'd still be under the control of King George. Okay? We'd still be fucking British people. But the Americans of 76, they stood up. They said, fuck this tyrannical government. We're not paying you any more fucking money, England. Go fuck yourselves. And that's what Philadelphia needs to do to this government, because they're getting more and more greedy. So they put these cameras up, and admittedly, I've gotten four this year. Now, they're $100 a pop. So I owe the city of Philadelphia. I paid two of them, so I paid $200. I owe $200. That's a lot of money for me, okay? Who travels the boulevard? Let me ask you this. Who travels the boulevard up and down during the day? Working class people. Working class, middle class people. We can't fucking afford $200. I know what you're saying. Just follow the rules. Fuck you. Here's what I'm going to tell you. When I'm coming home, okay, I'm coming from Center City, and I'm on 76, and I'm passing Henry Avenue, and it's there, it's 50 miles per hour, the speed limit. It's 50. All of a sudden, once you pass Hunting Park there on your right, boom, drops down to 40, okay? Sometimes, it sneaks up on you. And I really do think this is unconstitutional. The eye in the sky is always watching you. And also, $100 for 53 miles per hour, you're fucking crazy. The fact that the speed limit is 40, oh my God, on residential streets, it's 35 in some cases. Why is an expressway 40 miles per hour? It's just bullshit. And they've got you trapped. 45, 40, 45, 40. You never know. And if you go 12 miles per hour over it, boom, $100. Do you think that going 52 miles per hour on an expressway is worth $100? Also, my other problem with this program is drive up and down the boulevard. No, seriously, drive up and down the boulevard. Look at the trash. Look at the graffiti. Look at the potholes. Where the fuck is all this money going? I read that they made like $15 million, $20 million in a year off these speeding tickets, okay? We're going to work. They're giving me these tickets at like 5 a.m. Where I'm going to work, and I'm going 52 miles per hour, and they're just raping me over the coals. And like I said, you got some people, just follow the rules. This is the problem when you say that. Follow the rules, follow the rules, follow the rules. You're trusting the government, okay? The same people that shut down your world told... By the way, do you remember when they said, get the vaccine, get the vaccine? What happened to the vaccine? You couldn't go take a piss. You couldn't get into Dunkin' Donuts. You couldn't get into a Sixers game if you didn't show your vaccine ID. What happened? That was 2 years ago. You don't need it anymore? It's bullshit. They got caught in their lie. I don't trust them. I don't trust this city. I don't know what they're doing with the money. Now, let's move on to another Philadelphia issue. The mayor, Sherelle Parker, who I wanted to give a chance. I'm starting to dwindle on her. She today. Now, guys, you're going to tell me this isn't getting gaslight. I told you a couple weeks ago when I rode the L. You ride the L, the public transportation here in Philadelphia. There's literally people living on there. There's people living on the L. There's people shooting needles into their toes. There's people fucking on the L. There's people bringing their animals onto the L. There's people selling heroin on the L. Okay, there's people getting stabbed on the L. There's people getting shot on the L. The mayor today was her 100th day as the mayor. She decides, hey, I'm going to ride the Frankfurt Market line to Kensington to make a speech. Good fucking luck. So she has her whole media team with her, and she rides the L. And she's sitting next to a little old lady. And she's asking the old lady, do you ride the L? Yes, I ride the L every day. I love it. No, you don't. No, you don't. There's no way anyone... All right, just a question here. Guys out there, I live with my mother. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have a wife. I don't have a daughter. So... would I allow my mother to ride the L by herself? No fucking way. No way. There's no way I'm letting her get on a metal container traveling at high rates of speed with animals on there. Okay? Because that's what the people are. They're animals. They will find your vulnerability. They'll steal your shit. They'll jump you. They might kill you. They might rape you. So I'm not letting that happen. But the mayor, she goes on the train today, and she's a whole security detail with her. She has the audacity, okay, to get off the L and tell us how safe and clean and convenient the L was. Mama Parker. Mama Parker. Come on, Mama Parker. You know, we were born at night. We weren't born last night. You cannot sit here and tell us that the L is safe. It's just, you're gaslighting us. The L is the most dangerous thing in the world. What you need to do is start locking up these teenagers. We need to go to war with teenagers. We need to bring back child abuse. Okay? Now, wait a second. That's going to get taken out of context. Parents need to take control of these kids, because yesterday there was a mass shooting in Philadelphia. Okay? And everybody, like, it was teenagers again. It seems to me every time there's a shooting, it's these dickhead teenagers. Their parents need to come home. Dude, I'll tell you this story one more time. When I went egging, I got caught once. My parents disciplined me. What are you, nuts? You can't do this to somebody's property. Couldn't help it. Got addicted to egging. Couldn't help it. I love the thrill of throwing an egg with your friends. Throwing the egg, waiting. Boom! Then all running down the street laughing like hyenas. There is nothing better. I would go as far as to say I haven't felt alive since the last time I went egging at age 26. I haven't felt alive since the last time I went egging at 26. It's a rush. I'm 33 now. I got to get back out there. But when I got caught again as a teenager, my dad came home, came up the steps, grabbed me by the shirt, threw me against the radiator, you know, beat the shit out of me. That's what you need to do, okay? These teenagers are running amok. At what point in our society do we just start taking shit from teenagers? I mean, what are we doing here? We got to take back the streets from these teenagers, I'm telling you. Now, let's get into another subject. As you know, summer is coming. Might be time for some of us to trim down. This summer, there's really only two options, okay? When summer comes around, there's only two teams you're going to play on. You're going to play on the shirts, or you're going to play on the skins, okay? Right now, I would say I'm going to be on the tank top team. And I say that because my arms are looking good, shoulders are looking good, but my belly, I'm shaped like the Grinch, okay? I'm shaped like the Grinch. Skinny legs, portly stomach, decent arms. So I'm on the tank top team for now. But I've been trying to hit the gym every day. I've been trying to get there, get after it. And, you know, today, the last couple days I've been there, there's these young kids and they're bringing their tripods to the gym with them. Have you guys seen this? Kids are bringing their tripods to the gym and they're filming themselves. You know, I got news for you. If you want to get in shape, it isn't that hard, okay? You have to go to the gym for 6 months, 5 days a week, and eat relatively healthy. Go to the gym 5 days a week, eat relatively healthy. For 6 months, you'll be in great shape. I would probably look like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger if I didn't drink hundreds of beers, eat Taco Bell, and go on three-day benders. You know, I'd be looking great, but I'm not willing to give that up. Those are the things I live for. Anyway, back to these tripod guys. They're in the gym filming themselves. It's like, do you really need advice on how to lift? I don't want to piss off the lifting community here, but I'm sorry. Lifting takes no skill. It takes no athletic ability. It takes commitment. It takes discipline. I'll give you that. It takes discipline, but as far as like skill, you pick things up, you put them down. You pick things up, you put them down. You pick things up, you put them down. I mean, it's really simple. And, you know, these guys think they're fucking, they think they're Michael Jordan in the late 90s. Guys, I'm trying to record this podcast now. My computer is taking a shit on me. I mean, it's just flashing on and off. I'm assuming there's a porn virus on this thing. I know it's 2024. However, when I was down in Florida, I did look at adult pornography on this computer. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I fired up the old XNXX on this computer, and I think there's a virus on this. Do you remember when computers first came out in the early 2000s, and we were spanking it like madmen? We were spanking it to Mike in Brazil. We were spanking it to MILFs next door. We were spanking it to everything. And everyone's family computer at one point or another took a shit. And at that point, everyone started blaming it on Napster. They started blaming it on LimeWire. But in reality, it was their teenage sons jerking off on the family computer. I mean, if I'm breaking that news to you, I apologize for that, but it wasn't LimeWire. It wasn't Napster. It was Mike in Brazil. Okay? It wasn't LimeWire. It wasn't Napster. It was 8th Street Latinos. It wasn't LimeWire. It wasn't Napster. It was the Itty Bitty Titty Committee. We'll do one more. It wasn't Napster. It wasn't LimeWire. It was Pussy Man's Teen Land. Okay, these are the things we were looking at as 14-year-old boys. Was it right? No. Do I regret it? Probably not. We're sick pups. I said this before. Thank God I'm not a teenager now. Even though I got sex stored at age 32. You know, parents, if there's any parents listening to this, I would be very proactive if you have children. Very proactive. See what they're doing on the internet. I mean, we were getting into shenanigans in 2003, 2004. I can't imagine what's going on now. The internet's a scary place. So, you know, soaring highs and crushing lows probably shouldn't be giving out any parenting advice. But parents, please monitor your children's phones and computers, because we just don't know what's going on out there. Seems to me on the news, I keep seeing stories of female teachers having sex with teenage boys. And if you're a female teacher out there and you're an adult, you know, you're in your 30s, and you're thinking about having relations with a 16-year-old boy, I just want to tell you something. I can provide that feeling for you because I'm 33. However, I'm in the same situation I was when I was 16. I live with my parents. I can sneak you downstairs. We can sneak you out to the car. You don't need to go banging these 16-year-old boys. There's 33-year-old men out here. We'll take you for a ride. Just an invitation. All right, we got carried away there. Let's move on to sports. As you know, I had a really bad week of gambling. Really, 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 really bad. And, you know, it's soul-crushing. It's absolutely soul-crushing. You're just like, what the fuck? Like, what is going on? I just lost all my money to college kids on UConn. It's a harrowing, it's a haunting feeling. I don't feel good about it. Right now I'm watching the Flyers. It's currently 2-1. The Flyers have lost their 8 games in a row. Okay? The Flyers have lost 8 games in a row. Do you know what happened 8 games ago? Do you know what happened? The Flyers have lost 8 games in a row. 8 games ago they played the Florida Panthers at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. Do you know who was in attendance for that game? Me. Okay? I haven't been to a Flyers game in years. That's not true. I went twice down in Florida. But I haven't been to a Flyers game in years. I go to one game. One game. Flyers lose that game. I lose a bunch of money. And they haven't won since. I am the black cat, okay? Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And what's our motto here at Soaring Highs and Crushing Lows? Say it out loud. It only gets worse, okay? O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson's dead. I'm confused what's going on. Because that trial was in 1996. From what I understand, O.J.'s wife and a friend, who maybe she was banging, I don't know, he was a 25-year-old waiter, they end up on the front porch of the house, stabbed, brutally stabbed to death. And everyone thinks it's OJ. He takes off with his white Bronco. Goes to trial. Beats the case. What? He's the only suspect and he flees in the white Bronco for his fucking life. Got news for you, man. Got news for you. If you didn't do it, you ain't going away. Now listen, I was only 6 years old at the time, so I'm not going to sit here and act like I know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to say with full confidence, I'm going to say this with the utmost confidence. O.J. Simpson killed his wife. O.J. Simpson killed his wife. I mean, what do we do? It's amazing, though, how the media, like, they're just like, Rest in peace, O.J. Simpson. He was a tremendous football player. CNN, of all places, is like talking to this guy as if he was some hero. He killed the lady! All of a sudden, we're okay with murder? So O.J. Simpson's dead. That's a whole, I gotta watch that documentary because I don't know what was going on. He was fucking Kardashian's mom, and where does Bruce Jenner come into all this? I'm sorry, Caitlyn Jenner. All right, guys, the Pinot Noir has actually hit me pretty hard tonight, and you know how it is. It's almost 9 o'clock here at the studio, my parents' basement. I work. I got to be in work at 5 a.m., so it's time to go to bed, but I'm going to do a few plugs here. This weekend, guys, is the Spelling Bee. Saturday, well, you won't hear this till afterwards, so fuck that. I'm not going to tell us about you. I'll tell you about something else. There's another podcast out there called Delco Live. Delco Live, these guys are awesome. They have me on their show. They have a legit studio. They are very funny guys. That Pinot Noir is so good. And they have me on their show. And the way you can find that is on YouTube. Okay? YouTube, go to Delco, type in Delco Live. It comes up. They're also on Instagram. That's Delco Live. Delco and Northeast Philadelphia are pretty much the same person. Okay? We're like your redneck cousins. Delco in Northeast Philadelphia. Also, next Friday night, that is Friday, April 19th, the day before the holy holiday of 420. April 19th, South Philadelphia, 2nd and Fernan, O'Jung's, okay? Shout out O'Jung's. Hung out with them. They came down to Florida one time. We hung out, went on a boat. Great time. Great people. They are having a comedy night. I'm on the ticket. Okay, I got new material. I'm going to do about a 10-minute set. That's next Friday night in South Philadelphia at O'Jung's. I thought this episode was going to be really good. I'm tired. I'm just really tired. So we're going to wrap it up there, guys. Again, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Soaring Highs and Crushing Lows.